Iuta. Ko pānoi mihia tunei mai, te reo rirangi te hei kua teka. Tāku, kei ngā te waia, tēnei ano o ngā kaimahi tamahine mai i roto te hei kua teka, ko Trudy Brown. Eko e Trudy, kia ora anora.
Ai, tēnā koe pā, tēnā koutou katoa I te iwi. Ai, this morning, our pātaka kai this week has been looking a bit lonely, needs some more kai in there. And of course, this week was the first week of the school holidays. So, the whānau out there struggling to give their kids a kai during the day. So, they could use a bit of a hand up. And if anyone's got fruit or veggies in their garden, then please bring it down to our pātaka kai at the North Road, Kaitaia, opposite the intermediate. And that kai will be food. Most of the whānau that come to us, they just need a little bit of kai to get them through to the next day or payday or whatever. So, you know, all the food that we collect and that is koha to our pātaka, maybe stays on the pātaka for 10 minutes before someone comes and takes that kai home. So we really encourage whānau out there, if you've got a few extra cans of food in your pantry, or you just want to doing a bit of a tidy up in your cupboards and you want to get rid of some kai, then bring it down to the pātaka. Tōra.
Ai, kia ora koe, tautoko nei tēnā. Ka mahala tonu ana, ko tātou ko huri atu tātou ki te hōtoke. Absolutely support what you're saying, and however in saying that, you know, be aware, times, the nights are getting colder, why? The seasons are slowly switching. We're moving away from the tail end of summer and moving into winter, getting a bit more rain. However, with that rain, you know, we still get our good warm spells during the day and at night. However, I hear our kōrero about, you know, our pātaka kai up there, a little bit more support for our whānaus out there. What about the support when it's doing about something, maybe kākahu mahana and blankets and things like that, Trudy? Of course, we're going into winter. What about titirunga at that side, or you've already looked at that side and what is in place?
Yeah, no, probably as it gets colder, pa, we are going to see more and more whānau needing some, you know, warm blankets and warmer clothes. So we haven't yet, and that's probably because people just need kai. You know, that's the biggest need at the moment for whānau. But I can see eventually as it does get colder, and the mornings are certainly getting a little bit colder now, that, we'll be trying to source some blankets or some clothes or, you know, stuff like that for whānau.
Ai, kia ora, e mihi ana mō tēnā. Acknowledging that, you know, as we do every Thursday. Anyway, Trudy, we got two things that have happened this week. The next one we will kōrero about, where the bubble has been opened between Australia and Aotearoa, Aneira, New Zealand. Te whakapuaretanga o te mirumiru mai poihake na anei me Aotearoa. Trudy, what would you like, what's your whakaro, and what would you like to share?
Kia pa. Well, you know, I saw on TV, I saw all the whānau coming from Australia and being welcomed by their whānau here. I think if there's any country we want to open a bubble with, it's the Australia. But I still think we have to be cautious. Like, I'm, you know, but cautious letting people in without isolation. But, you know, we just have to look after ourselves and make sure that, you know, that we're keeping ourselves safe. And so far, so good. Quite a few have come back to New Zealand, so hopefully we're not going to see any spread or any new cases or any new strains of the virus coming into the country. But yeah, I'm feeling a little bit anxious about how it's all going to work out.
Ah, kia ora. You know, for me, I fully understand, you know, what you're saying in there, the concern why COVID is out there. It's waiting to take a host, and it doesn't really care what the host is, whether it's package or whether it's parcel from overseas or manuhiri or whānau. I've been speaking to some of our researchers via Wellington, and they assured us, because I put the pātai, if that bubble is open between Australia and New Zealand, there'll be people from other countries coming in and trying to come through under that bubble. You know, and the kōrero is we will not be able to identify them all. However, we are taking all the steps and beyond that gives us a real good chance of being able to catching 99, hopefully 100% of those manuhiri coming through. They've got new scanners in our airport terminals and that where the manuhiri would come through. And what these scanners do, they pick up elevations in body temperatures. If those are indicated, that's the first case scenario to them. Either they've got a slight fever or something else underhand is being hidden on their person. So they've got that, you know, so they've got the system and also their visual actually taking note what's coming into our country. So to me, you know, with that, it was never shared before. You know, our borders and our government is going over and beyond to keep Aotearoa safe, whatever the cost. So because that has happened, Trudy, I go back to our whānau. For some of them, it's been a year and a half before they've had a chance to come home to mourn their loved ones, whether it's been their kasis, brothers, sisters, mokos, or even parents, grandparents. This hikoi opening up this bubble, tōku whakaaro, it's a chance for them to heal so they can move on. However, in that, you know, just make them aware. Nā haere mai, go and have a shower, change your clothes, wash your hands, and then we will get together kaitahi as a whānau and whakawhanaungatanga. You know, if we've done that, I believe truly we've done everything and anything we've can to keep our families from overseas safe and also our whānau at home here. Nera?
Oh, I totally agree, Pa. You know, there have been whānau that have been waiting to come home that have been actually stuck over in Australia and now they're able to come back. So, yeah, it is an awesome thing that they get to catch up with whānau. And in my mind, I'm glad that the government have got extra protection at the border, and if they're doing temperature checks and all that sort of stuff, then it just makes us feel a bit safer, I think. And you're right, you know, people coming in from Australia, actually there might be people coming from hotspots going to Australia, then using that to come to New Zealand, and I don't know how they're going to monitor that, but yeah, well, let's hope it doesn't get to our shores.
Well, part of their monitoring thing, that's only for the people coming into our borders. The other monitoring is when their passport is scanned or when it's viewed at the airport, it shows their country of origin. If their country of origin was a hotspot to do with COVID, they go from right at that border straight into isolation. Whether they have declared it or not, they are automatically put into isolation. So they think they're clever coming through under that bubble. They find out that that bubble's actually got its own protections in place, you know, and your place of origin, your stamp's going to be on your passport. There is no way that you can get into this country without those stamps being there. And those stamps, they get picked up, you will automatically go into quarantine. As for our whānaus coming home, they'll get welcomed in. Their family can pick them up and ka hoki ki te kāinga. So there are protections for Aotearoa fully in place for manuhiri and also for tourists. So reira, e Trudy, there's something else I'd like to share with you. We've got a media release at Te Hiku here yesterday morning that Andrew A Little has made a media release that the DHB has. A lot of organisations understand it today to do with our hospital and medical system has been closed and shut down. A new Māori organisation is now being formed to actually take the role of what they were doing, and there's been a lot of support, and at the forefront of that was Pēnihenare. Trudy, what would you like to say? I know that some of your fellows mahi, you've gone to Ngā Hui with Oranga Whānau and that, which DHB has got a lot to do with. How do you feel about now DHB is no longer at the forefront for any of these kaupapa?
Hi, kia ora pa. I was happy to hear that there is now a Māori health authority that will oversee and advocate for Māori in terms of health. I think that's been in the pipeline quite a while. You know, we've had Māori providers, health providers for years, you know, 20 years, and that has worked for us as Māori. So having a health authority will help support our health providers that we have here up north and around the country. And, I understand that the DHBs are all going to come under one sort of single health authority. So it'll be interesting to see. But, you know, all of this is really about making sure that Māori have equitable access to healthcare, because our health statistics are so bad. You know, we're the highest negative statistic in every, you know, for diabetes, heart disease, cancer, all those diseases. So it makes sense to me that we focus on those people in need, which are mostly Māori, and we, you know, create a system that works for Māori, where Māori can get better and not get sicker, I suppose.
Ai, kia ora. Kia ora rā. E tautoko nei, tēnā pau nei te kaha. Supported. It's been a long time coming, but as Tahu Potiki said, the time will come, the front will move to the back and the back will move to the front. Since Labour has been in, a lot of that has evolved, and what our foreseer has said in the 1800s has come true. So in saying that, Trudy, is there anything else that's in front of yourself and your team that you'd like to bring to the notice of our listeners or would like to share?
Just in terms of Open the Curtains, we're situated where the Pasaka Kai is at number 60 North Road. If whānau are struggling or they need some help with food or with anything that's happening in their whānau, family harm, getting their kids to school or anything like that, then just come down to our office or call or look us up on Facebook, actually, OTC, Open the Curtains. Send us a message and we're available to help whānau situated here in Kaitaia.
Kia ora ko. E mihe tona ano mō e nā kōrero whakarāpopo tō mutu ngāu mō a Tāua Kaupapa. Nō reira, Trudy, still acknowledge you taking the time, being able to share the kaupapas that's presented in front of you. In saying that, kia pai tō rā, until you and I kōrero again and next week, e kō e mihi ana rā, Māori ora.
Māori ora.
Kia ora. Haro mai koutou, anō ki tērā te manuhiri a pā, ko Trudy Brown e pāpāna anei ngā pātaka kai, ngā hurihurita ngā tukihi, te whakapuarenga o te meru meru mai i poihākena anei ki New Tereni, me te whakapiri tangatu i te whakamoetanga o te kamu pene, o te DHB ka tū mai ano e kai whakahaere Māori, mō te Māori, mā te Māori. Nō reira, anō ko pā me tāna manuhiri, Trudy Brown, Māori o rara.